From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Windward Islands government's told by a former colleague to embrace private sector involvement in the banana industry. The renaming of Guyana's international airport angers some Amerindian groups there, and a Jamaican group Third World says the music goes on despite the loss of two key band members. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Former Dominica Prime Minister Dame Eugenia Charles wants governments in the Windward Islands to embrace what she says is private sector interest being showed in the banana industry. Dame Eugenia says the private sector, which brings in banana inputs, can play a role in ensuring lower costs for the farmer. The former Dominican leader met recently with private sector officials in Trinidad and Tobago to discuss the banana issue. And alternatives in light of the World Trade Organization dispute panel on bananas were to have been looked at further at a private sector meeting in St. Lucia. However, Dame Eugenia told Caribbean Report this evening that cold water was being poured on that initiative by at least one Windward Island government, the Edison James administration in Roseau.
We looked at alternatives that, in fact, the European Commission had had when they put the regime, which has been knocked out, saying it's unfair. What were the alternatives they had, and could we look at one of those and adopt it and let it find approval with the Latin people, as well as with the Europeans, so that we can perhaps have a new regime put in from now, and perhaps we'll continue it after 2000.